Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Well, good morning. I'm looking at my account online, my credit card account, and I see a purchase here a couple of days ago, and I'm not remembering what I bought. So if you could just help me. What do you need to know first, honey?
Your zip code, please.
It's 70607.
70607?
Yes,
Okay. And your first and last name?
Yeah, my name is Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Dickinson.
Okay, Mr. Dickinson, for security purposes, can you please provide me with your address?
Yeah, I live at 916 Cherry Hill Street in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have those Icon mini pods as well as the smartwatch. The smartwatch is designed to monitor your heart rate, blood pressure. It has step monitoring on it, compatible with most devices. And those ear pods, they are compatible with most devices as well. So I do see here that you did a 14-day free trial on 3/17/2021, paying $5.95 and $5.95 for the product, and then paying $14.95 for the lifetime warranty for the product. With that 14-day free trial, if not canceled on or before the 14th day and product return back, then you are charged the full price for that product. This is not a monthly subscription, so you will not receive any more charges going forward, because I do see here that the account has been paid in full.
Well, but when I read it, it said I would be charged something like $5.95 for shipping only.
Yes, sir, and that is for the 14-day free trial, and it is shown in our terms and conditions that after the trial is up, if not canceled and returned on or before that 14th day, then you are charged a full price for that product of $59.95.
I never read that anywhere and whatever it was. I'm sorry, I never read that. All I read was the $5, or what, $5.95, I think, or something like that. I mean, I don't even want these things, but now that I've got them, what do I do with them? Can't send them back.
Okay. So what I can do for you, I can provide you with a 35% refund, and you're still able to keep the product. So I can give you 35% back of the $59.95 and the $59.95, and you're still able to keep the product.
Do I send them back to the same location?
No, sir. I say you're still able to keep the product.
I don't want the product. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, give me just a second because...
Okay.
Okay, now it does have a restock fee, and you are... it does have a restock fee of $9.95, and you are... he are responsible for the shipping and handling of that product. So what I can do for you is actually provide you with a 50% refund of the $59.95 and $59.95, and you're still able to keep their product.
Wait. Say it again. I'm sorry. I was picking up a piece of paper when you said that. Say it again, please.
Okay. I said that I can provide you with a 50% refund for the $59.95 and $59.95, and you're still able to keep the product, because if not, then you are charged a restock fee of $9.95 from so it'll be $9.95 off of the iconic smartwatch, as well as $9.95 off of the mini pods, as well as you will be held responsible for the you are held responsible for the shipping and handling of the product. It does take about 30 to 45 days before their refund, because once they receive the product, they will refund you back. However, it does take about 30 days before the refund reflects onto the, well, 30 to 45 days because it has to be received, of course. Then it has to go through the inspection. Once through inspection, it will be logged and restocked, and that's when the refund will be refunded back to you. However, I can refund you back 50% of the product now, and you're still able to keep those products.
Oh. Okay, so I don't have to send them back, but I can send them back, right?
Yeah, you can send them back.
But if I send them back, there's a restocking charge.
There's a restock fee of $9.95 on each product, as well as the shipping and handling.
But my refund at that time will still only be 50%?
No, it'll be 100% after.
Oh, I see.
Yes, okay. Sir. Well, it probably will up to be about the same once you've paid that restock fee off of both of them as well as the shipping and handling.
Yeah.
That's why I said I could give you the 50% refund and you're still able to keep the product just to save you from having to go through that hassle.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. If I ship it back at $9.95, and that's $20 of shipping going to be. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I just, because I haven't even opened these packages. I mean, but it probably costs more to send it back. Let's see. Well, I don't know. But I get 100% back if I ship it back.
Not 100%. Not 100% because remember, $9.95 and $9.95 is going
right,
to come
right,
out of
right.
the product. Uh-huh.
Right. Right, I understand.
So that'll leave you about 40. That'll leave you about a $40 refund for each product. However, again, you still will have to cover the shipping and handling for that product as well. So, like I said, it'd probably be cheaper for you to keep it, and I just go ahead and apply the 50% refund to the account for you.
Okay, well, all right, let's do that then.
And then on top of that, you do still have your product, so you are still able to use the watch as well as the earbuds, okay?
Because I haven't even opened them. But when it came in, I looked at it and said, well, now that I got it, I'm really not that interested in it. So, okay, well, let's do that then. You've convinced me.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and refund you back for $29. You'll see two refunds on your account for $29.97. It does take $29.97. It does take about 3 to 5 business days before that refund reflects onto the account. However, I am going to submit it now. And, again, you will not receive any more charges because the account is paid up in full, even though, I'm refunding you back the 50% for each charge.
Yeah.
So you will not receive any more charges, and the product is yours to keep, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for your advice and your conversation.
You're definitely welcome, Mr. Dickinson. It was my pleasure to assist you today, and I do want to thank you for calling into customer service. You have a wonderful day and a happy Easter as well.
You too, darling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.